From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his third message in a series of studies in the Law of God. This week, Dr. Cairns is examining the spirituality of God's law. We've seen that the law of God is spiritual in its searching of the soul. It deals with the innermost aspects of the human condition, the sinfulness of every soul in its motives, thoughts, and actions, showing the futility of mere external religion. Furthermore, God's law is spiritual in the scope of its statutes. Although the statements of the law are clear enough, there is more to what God requires than a simple list of do's and don'ts. For instance, behind each of the Ten Commandments lies a precept that covers a whole range of human action and thought. Again, God's law is spiritual in the strictness of its standards. What God requires is absolute and total obedience. Then the law is spiritual in the satisfaction of His sentence. God declares, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Is there a remedy for this dilemma? Yes, there is. It is found in the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message called The Spirituality of the Law. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon collection called Morning by Morning. Our text for this morning is found in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 7. At evening time, it shall be light. Oftentimes we look forward with forebodings to the time of old age, forgetful that at eventide it shall be light. To many saints, old age is the choicest season in their lives. A balmier air fans the mariner's cheek as he nears the shore of immortality. Fewer waves ruffle his sea. Quiet reigns, deep, still, and solemn. From the altar of age the flashes of the fire of youth are gone, but the more real flame of earnest feeling remains. The pilgrims have reached the land Beulah, that happy country whose days are as the days of heaven upon earth. Angels visit it, celestial gales blow over it, flowers of paradise grow in it, and the air is filled with seraphic music. Some dwell here for years, and others come to it but a few hours before their departure. But it is an Eden on earth. We may well long for the time when we shall recline in its shady groves and be satisfied with hope until the time of fruition comes. The setting sun seems larger than when aloft in the sky, and a splendor of glory tinges all the clouds which surround his going down. Pain breaks not the calm of the sweet twilight of age, for strength made perfect in weakness bears up with patience under it all. Ripe fruits of choice experience are gathered as the rare repast of life's evening, and the soul prepares itself for rest. The Lord's people shall also enjoy light in the hour of death. Unbelief laments. The shadows fall. The night is coming. Existence is ending. "Ah, no," crieth faith. "The night is far spent. The true day is at hand. Light is come, the light of immortality, the light of a father's countenance. Gather up thy feet in the bed. See the waiting band of spirits. Angels waft thee away. Farewell, beloved one. Thou art gone. Thou wavest thine hand. Ah, now it is light. The pearly gates are open. The golden streets shine in the jasper light. We cover our eyes, but thou beholdest the unseen. Adieu, brother. Thou hast light at eventide, such as we have not yet."
Amen. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
law of God not only has a very obvious meaning, but it includes a lot more than that obvious meaning. For example, every prohibition of the law implies a contrary precept. When the first commandment says, "Thou shalt not have any other gods before me," that's a prohibition against having other gods. But the positive precept is that you must worship God and love God above all else, in heaven, earth, or hell. That's the precept. So, behind the obvious, there is something else. Behind every prohibition, there's a precept. Then every commandment is actually a representative of an entire class of duties. We read tonight in Matthew chapter 5, in verse 22. Take verse 21, "Thou shalt not kill." Well, we all know what that means. There's an obvious meaning. You're not to kill. You're not to be a murderer. But then the Lord Jesus says, what's the real meaning of this? If you're angry with your brother without a cause, if you say to your brother, "Raka," or "Thou fool," that is the idea of a wicked, reprobate person, destitute of all spiritual life or divine knowledge. In other words, if you let your passions get ahead of you and you're willing to curse him whom God has blessed, you stand before God like a murderer. John puts it this way in 1 John 3:15, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer." I wonder now, in the light of that, how many of us could say, "I could stand before the judgment bar of God tonight and plead innocent, totally innocent, to the charge of murder." Where is the man who has never been unjustly angry? He has never lived outside of the God-man, Jesus Christ. Where is the man who has never hated his brother? And yet the Lord Jesus says, when the law says, "Thou shalt not kill," that is merely a representative command of a whole class of commands. The law is spiritual. Not only that, I really have to be very careful here, because I could take all night following this through. Every command of the law of God includes all the means that lead us to observe the precept or the prohibition. In other words, the law includes not only what is obvious, but also everything that incites us to do what the law commands or the law forbids. Now that has a very wide application. That brings our total life under the divine statute. Think it through now. I want you to think of this tonight. This is the spirituality of God's law in the scope of its statutes. When the law of God says, "Thou shalt not do this," it also means thou shalt maintain an absolute separation from everything that tends toward that thing, from everything that would be a means to the commission of that sin, for everything that would incite you toward that sin. When you think of it that way, what we watch, what we read, and what we listen to comes under the law of God. There are so many people who say, "Well, the Bible doesn't say anything about this, or it doesn't say anything about that, or it doesn't mention this, or it doesn't mention..." Just stop and think. When God says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, or thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, anything that incites you away from God comes under that command. Anything. You take what you watch on television, you take what you listen to in music, you take what you read in literature, and I don't care if it's a penny thriller or if it is one of the great works of art, does it lead you Godward or sinward? And you'll know whether it comes under the prohibition of that first commandment or no. This takes in where you go, the kind of company you keep. And if I could touch a very delicate area, it has much to say with what you wear. You see, the Bible that says thou shalt not commit adultery says if thou shalt look with lust, that is adultery. Do you figure for a moment that the young woman who dresses immodestly or provocatively in order to be seen is not breaking that same commandment? Whatever incites to sin is itself sin. What we wear is not merely a matter of fashion. It is a matter of obedience to God. And remember that clothing was not invented by man. It was invented by God for the covering. And notice the word I'm using, for the covering of the body brought into shame by the existence of sin. And clothing is meant to be a covering, not an exposure. God's law affects every area of life. You remember what Proverbs 1 says in verse 10 and then verse 15, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. We can say that concerning every incitement to evil, every incitement to the breach of the law of God. If anything or anybody incites you toward breaking God's law, listen, walk not thou with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. This is the spirituality of the statute of God's law. The third thing I'll point out is that the law is spiritual in the stringency or strictness of its standards. In every area, the law of God knows only one standard: absolute perfection. It knows no compromise. Why? Because it reflects the absolute holiness of God. God's absolute holiness cannot accommodate itself to lower standards. God's holy law cannot lower the standard. There is no provision whatsoever in the being of God or in the law of God for lowering the standards of the strictness of God's law. Absolute, total, unblemished perfection or eternal destruction. Galatians 3:10. It is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. The Lord Jesus summarized this in Matthew 22. This is the standard of the law according to Christ. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment of the law. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What is the standard of God's law? Perfect, selfless love for God and man. That is the spirituality of the law in the strictness of its standards. But finally, the law is spiritual in the satisfaction of its sentence. Follow me carefully here, because here we reach to the depths of hell. But thank God, here we find the door to heaven. The law carries heavy sanctions, a dreadful penalty. Sometimes the sanction of the law is immediate. Some men's sins are open before they get to the grave, and there is an immediate execution of the sanction of the law even before they reach eternity. Sometimes the sanction of the law comes in the form of human justice from the courts of the land. But whether these catch up with a man in this life or not, the law of God will execute its penalty in full. Hear that. There is no exception. There is not a sin in the history of this world but that the law of God will execute the penalty against it in full. That penalty is not merely temporal, but eternal. We have read tonight in Matthew 5, the Lord Jesus said, "Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." What is the sanction of the law? Exclusion from the kingdom of heaven. Verse 29:30, "If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee." Why? Why would a man go to such a terrible length? The Savior says, it's profitable for you to go through this life lacking a physical member than to be cast into hell. What is the sanction of the law? The whole man being cast into hell. Can that be the teaching of him whose name is love? It's a very solemn thing. If you take all that the Bible teaches on hell, the Lord Jesus spoke more of hell than all the other New Testament preachers put together. There's wisdom in that. Because while all Scripture is inspired, I think human nature would rebel against such an awful teaching. Except in the lips of the God-man himself.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.